page 39. Unit 4. Reading. 6. Read and listen. Why do tourists visit the village in winter? A place with a difference. In the very north of Sweden, minus 200 kilometers north of the Arctic Circle, there is a village. In fact, it's a very small village. There are only about 1,000 inhabitants. In winter, temperatures are normally around minus 10 degrees Celsius. The nights are long and there are only 6 hours of daylight. So why do tourists visit Jukkasjärvi in winter? Well, it's quiet. There isn't any traffic and there aren't any noisy shopping centers. There's a small restaurant with local food and a museum with a souvenir shop. But the real attraction is the amazing ice hotel. The ice hotel is incredibly beautiful. It's different every year and it's all ice. There. Building, the reception, the plates in the restaurant, the bedrooms, the beds. Everything is made of ice. The temperature in the hotel is minus 5 degrees Celsius, but there are special clothes and sleeping bags for guests. The hotel is open from December until April. There isn't any ice in summer, of course, and it's very popular. There are also ice hotels in Canada and Romania, but there aren't any in Morocco or Italy. Guess why? 7. Read the text again. Are the sentences true or false? 1. About 1,000 people live in the village. 2. The minimum temperature in winter is minus 10 degrees Celsius. 3. It isn't cold in the ice hotel. 4. The ice hotel is closed in the summer. 5. There are ice hotels in other countries. 8. Match 1 to 6 with AF to make compound nouns. Write them in your notebook. 1. Sleeping. A. Agent. 2. Underground. B. Bag. 3. Souvenir. C. Center. 4. Day. D. Shop. 5. Shopping. E. Station. 6. News. F. Light. 9. Answer the questions. 1. How long are the nights in winter? 2. Why is the village quiet? 3. What special things do guests use inside the ice hotel? 4. Why do you think there aren't any ice hotels in Spain or Italy? 10. Class vote. Would you like to stay in an ice hotel? Is there such a place in Romania? Word tip. There are lots of compound nouns in English. We form them with different combinations of words: noun plus noun, sports center; verb plus noun, sleeping bag.